Welcome to Time Zones with your host, Leroy Jetstream, and I am Leroy Jetstream. I'd like to thank everybody for listening ahead of time. I enjoy the feedback that I've gotten. Just do a quick shout out because it's going to be a short show. So I'm going to shout out everybody kind of in the beginning and give my information at the beginning of the show. Shout out to, Kojak Delta. Sorry if I got it incorrect, Kojak Delta, but he caught the show. Read it on Facebook. He stated that it was funny and informative. Thanks. I know our boy John caught it, Jonas 3000. Listened to the show, left a comment. Appreciate it. And for everybody who listened to the show, didn't leave a comment, I appreciate you too. I understand. I don't leave comments on a lot of stuff online. I just really don't know what to say. And sometimes it's like it doesn't matter. I don't like comments because, you know, even if you write a good comment, the person that looks at stuff, they can't even pay attention to it because some jerk off wrote something stupid or something immature, and it's just patching, and you have just these lines of other jerk offs and immature, stupid idiots, morons who write other stupid stuff that out top each other just to show how dumb they are and how silly, you know, silly stuff. So I don't like comments. Then comments is like, you know, for anybody who's a hater who doesn't produce or make anything, for them to put their two cents in, usually it's not constructive. You know, I understand if you say something like, hey Jetstream, you know, I listened to your podcast, man, it was kind of long, you know, it was cool, but it was really long. Could you kind of cut it back just a little bit? You know, man, I think you get off the topic. Could you stay on topic? Could you do that for me, man? You know what? I kind of miss the fact that you don't curse, Leroy Jetstream. When you gonna come out with the show, you curse and you rant and you scream at the top of your lungs like you used to on the earlier shows with Click Nation? How about that? So, you know, constructive. Most of the time you don't get constructive stuff. You know, you get stuff like dudes are stupid and like, oh, you're a duty head or you're something just stupid, or, you know, they tell you they want to invite you to their genitalia, you know, or have you eat their genitalia, you know, or bite it. Anyway, I digress. So, like I said, this show is going to be very short. Do a quick recap. Last show, I was basically going over the theory from Sandy Hook's book. Well, let me back up. I got a theory from one of my textbooks from history from a guy named John Lewis Geddes called Landscape in History. It's basically History 101 book. Explains, you know, if somebody walks up to me and asks me, well, hey man, what is history? Well, history is basically the study of change how things and people change over time. So, you know, whatever time, brief moment of time, just the history of, you know. So, what I do is I study the beginning, the middle, and the end. And maybe if I'm lucky, I can try to provide maybe something of a future. Some things you can, sort of, you can kind of tell. Some things, you can't. You have no idea. So, getting into the show, basically the theory that I lifted from that book was basically, the theory is a hero in history. And if all my Knight Rider fans would love this, basically the theory states, like off of Knight Rider, that one man can make a difference. And the theory goes as far as there's certain people in history that make a difference. That one person that had that one thing, that thing they look for in American Idol, but they don't really seem to find in American Idol and X Factor and all these shows. And, you know, and on a side note, I'm going off my script, going on a side note. I don't really like American Idol because, to be honest with you, if a lot of my, people I kind of idolize in music and love in music, if they had went on American Idol, then they would have lost. They would never would have gotten their chance to be whoever they were, you know. And on another side note, I'm going to get back to topic, you know, everybody acts like American Idol is really new, but American Idol isn't nothing but Showtime and Apollo. And Apollo, you know, did the same thing that American Idol is doing. Oh, I apologize for that. I just found out that I'm doing I know and and that's very unprofessional to put a lot of I know and because first of all, you don't know. You know, so why I'm going to be like, oh, you know, no, you don't know. That's why you listen to the show. You don't know. And the uhs, just stop. to stop. Okay, so back on to the show. I stated that Grandmaster Flash was the person that invented the sample. Let's go back. I meant that Grandmaster Flash was the first person to start sampling with two turntables and a mixing board. Let me repeat that. Two turntables and a mixing board. And you know, I'm not going to edit out that tongue-tied part. I'm going to leave that part in there. Because I have a really tight schedule making these podcasts. I only spend probably on a podcast production-wise now 30 minutes total doing production. And I mean, that's when I'm going to sit down, I'm going to talk, I'm going to take this and put this out and be ready to post it probably in like 15 minutes once I shut up and stop talking. Anyway, back on topic. You know, he was the first person to start sampling music or placing samples in his music or setting up samples within his music or his mixes with two turntables and a mixing board. As he has been known, he is the first person to use two turntables and a mixing board as an instrument. And this is very true. You know, he'd break down and he would do samples and basically break a sample down like a note and use it. That's true. Now, did he create sampling? No, he didn't create sampling, so I'm not mad about that. I kind of said in that podcast, no, he was not the first innovator of sampling. I found that William S. Burroughs played with a lot of, and if all doesn't know William S. Burroughs, he's a writer, 20th century writer. He wrote a good book called The Naked Lunch. He was an advocate for gay rights because he was an openly gay man in the 1940s and 50s, when that wasn't something you would want to be back then. So he's a very interesting guy. If you ever get a chance, he has biographies on him. He's wrote Naked Lunch, is a pretty good book. And they've given him credit for all kinds of stuff. You know, punk rock guys love him. Rock and roll stars love him. Everybody loved this guy, William S. Burroughs. But back in the 40s and 50s, him and another guy, I can't quite remember his name at this moment, were doing experiments with sampling where they would take broadcast and records and they would play them in reverse, or they would just play excerpts and turn them into stories or try and make them say points. And he did this through on William S. Burroughs did this on a lot of mediums. Did this in writing, sound, music, and he did this in kind of a new medium at that time, which was kind of video. Video was a new medium. You know, video was just different back then. And that's all I've really stated about kind of Flash. No, he's not the first person to sample him. Just meaning in hip-hop, he was the first person to be the catalyst to kind of lead us to the way of sampling from the way he used his mixing boards, because they were very sample-heavy. If you don't believe me, you don't have to believe me. Listen to this song, The Wheels of Steel, on The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash. I have a little sample of it on the link. I'm not going to give out a link. You can find it on YouTube. This is the sample. It's The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash, Wheels of Steel. And you will see that the way he mixed the song is he has a lot of samples from other songs. He took one song. His one song is, I think, made up of like six other songs to make his one song. And that's what I said was innovative about him in hip-hop. And I've even gone so far on this that I'm going to be writing a paper on this. So I'm going to somehow write about 15 to 20 pages about sampling. Which sampling is real interesting. And what the paper will basically be about is showing how sampling affected the music industry socially, economically, globally, over time. Just the art of sampling. Because sampling is an art. It's not easy to do, you know. Like if you want to hear some great people that are great at sampling in hip hop, I'm not gonna. There's too many of them to name. One of the most famous ones of sampling in hip hop would be Kanye West. He's based a career on sampling. He can do other things, but he's one of the best samplers. You also have Madlib, and you have another guy named Jay Dilla. Jay Dilla is pretty much regarded as one of those producers. He's your hip hop's favorite producer, and that's really like a paraphrasing Pharrell Williams when he was on 106 and Park, and you can tell that's a while because the 106 and Park has been off air for a while. But you know, Pharrell was going on about Jay Dilla. Jay Dilla's very interesting. I will bring him up probably in later podcasts. But he's just interesting because he was one of these people who really took sampling to an art form based with the constraints that happened with people trying to sample the last statement first one. And some of the constraints was many of these guys later on when hip hop started making money were getting sued for their samples, not clearing the samples. And it's going through a lot of issues with samples. So what Jay Dilla did was he was like, you know what? I'm going to get the ability where I can sample as little music as possible. What I mean is he played instruments. He did do instrumentation. A lot of people don't know that, but he did instrumentation. He played his own instruments. Also, he had this ability where he could sample small fragments of a sample, like maybe 5 seconds or something. And most of them are really good. They can do 10 seconds. And trying to make a beat or something out of 10 seconds of a sound or 5 seconds is not that easy. You know, you're trying to take 5 seconds and extend it out into 3 minutes. And you know, that's one thing I stated earlier, that Grandmaster Flash is also famous for is extending beats and samples. How he takes, you know, a little excerpt and extend it out for a whole minute till, you know, it fit his needs. So yeah, you know, that's what he was famous for in doing samples. So that was basically my theory and all that, kind of in a nutshell, finishing that up with Grandmaster Flash. And the paper will be a little bit, it'll be a much more broader paper because more people did sampling. Queen is known for doing the sampling. Queen resampled themselves. If you watched the movie Ray with Jamie Foxx and the scene with Ray Charles, where Ray Charles' character is introduced to a 4-track player in the studio, and what that means is, you know, you can record 4 tracks at the same time and also listen to them separately, and he has a problem with one of the girls singing in his backup with Regina King's character, and he sends all the girls home because Regina King's character is drunk and she's just being a problem. So he sends them all home, and where Ray Charles sings all of their parts and then they re-edit it and put it all together like the girls were all in the studio. And you know, for all stream purposes, yes, that is a form of sampling. So guess we kind of finished up with this sampling part, and I was going to take this out a little bit longer, so guess I'll go on a rant and eat up these other 2 minutes of time. Not too much is going on today. You know, President Obama is going to be the president in probably less than 15 minutes. I'm recording at 1:20, 2003. He's going to be doing his second inauguration of the president. So this is Obama's second time. So he's leaving. I'm happy for Obama. You know. I know a lot of other people aren't happy. I know a lot of people sitting at home saying, oh my God, now he's getting in and he's finally getting up his Negro army and they're going to come around and, you know, people do weird stuff, you know. Like I've always stated, you know, one thing with Click Nation, just because we say stuff and do stuff and a lot of guys do podcasts, we don't run around here and try and act like this is news or we're something we're not. Like certain people get paid by news companies, you know, that act like they're doing real news and it's not. Okay, well, enjoy this podcast. And like I said, I'm ending this one pretty quick. And, you know, I do want to go off on one little bit of a rant. I think I do that for like probably a minute. It's a little minute rant. I'm just really tired of reality shows. Right now, I just hate them. That's kind of all I really want to say. I just hate them. You know, I feel bad because, like, American Idol, all that stuff. Really hate American Idol. That show really just needs to go off the air. They're struggling. You know, they got Nicki Minaj on. I think Nicki Minaj, I know she needs money, but, you know, and exposure. Because, you know, when she came out, she exposed everything. And I wonder if she has any more albums left on her. Because people on this whole thing, you know, she's only put out 2 albums. In my opinion, 1 album. Because the other album sounds like a remix or a redone album. Doesn't sound like anything new. It just seems like she needs to take a break. She might be burnt out. She needs to take a break. You know, she kind of got away from what she was doing and decided to do Lady Gaga. And, you know, in music and being a celebrity, things of that nature, especially with black people. You know, with black people in music or being a celebrity and acting, it's really them. It's really like they're playing a game with Duck Duck Goose. Like all the black actors are gathered around in a circle, and the powers that be will walk around and randomly sometimes just choose them, you know, tap them on the head, and this is your run. You know, you run around the circle as long as you can, and when your time is up, you get back in the circle, and you pray to God, and they tap you on the head, and you run around the circle till they catch you again. So that's how I kind of feel, you know, sorry for celebrities in that extent with that kind of thing. So I'm going to be signing off the show. Thanks for listening. This is boy Leroy Jetstream. So you know where to contact me at. I'm at Leroy. I'm at Leroy_Jetstream on Twitter, and I'm Leroy Jetstream at Gmail. That's Leroy Jetstream at Gmail. So I'm out, people. Peace.